Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Zolovich, part of the team at Cherokee Media Group and senior editor of AutoFin Journal and Subprime Auto Finance News. This episode is brought to you by Used Car Week 2018. Join industry experts and leaders for learning, networking, and more in Scottsdale, Arizona, beginning on November 12th. Complete details are available at usedcarweek.biz. That's usedcarweek.biz. And for this episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast, we're very pleased to be joined by Brian Reed, who is the Chief Executive Officer and co-founder of F&I Express, which, if you haven't heard, now is part of the Cox Automotive family of companies. Brian, thank you so much for being a part of the podcast.
Thank you very much, Nick. I'm glad to participate in the F&I Express in 2013, and they were a financial investor. Over time, we started developing a lot of business relationships with different parts of Cox. We started supporting the connectivity for DealerTrack to connecting to F&I providers. We've been utilizing the DealerTrack sales lender sales team for calling on lenders for our Express Recoveries product, and a number of other areas of the company we have supported where they needed access to the F&I providers to be able to present their products. So over a period of time, as our relationship continued to develop, it was kind of a natural discussion about where all this was going. So about 4 or 5 months ago, we started talking about a shared vision about where we wanted to go as a company, as well as where Cox wanted to go as a company, and really determined that we were a key asset for Cox for connectivity to the marketplace for F&I providers as the automotive world is going digital. And that led to further discussions about different ways to make that happen, and ultimately led to the acquisition, the full acquisition of F&I Express yesterday.
And again, you mentioned that the relationship and interaction first began in 2013. Perhaps a difficult question, but just how much has financing of vehicles evolved during those 5 years in the advent of technology and other developments?
Well, to answer that, I'll actually go back a little bit further. Back when F&I Express started, we had the belief in 2008 when the company started that everything in the F&I office was going to be done electronically, number one. And number two, that at some point in time, the F&I process was going to be moved forward in the sales process out of the 10x10 F&I office and more to an online aspect of it, such as the dealer's website. In doing that, we knew that connectivity to all the F&I providers was critical. And since 2008, when we thought everything was going to be done electronically in the almost the immediate future, it takes time. So thinking about 2013 and really each year since then, more and more aspects of the car buying and F&I process, including the financing, is being done more electronically. And at some point in time, we will have that vision of everything in the F&I office being done electronically. The other part of the vision as far as moving F&I forward in the process, anytime you go to a conference now, the big buzzwords is digital retailing. And digital retailing is really being able to provide a customer a process so that they can go in and start shopping and get to the point of almost transacting the car online, so that when they go into the dealership, it's not to go in and talk about what they want. They go in what they want. They go into the dealership to transact. And to have digital retailing really work properly, you have to educate that customer up front on the F&I products. And that's where our connectivity to the F&I providers for digital retailers and within the Cox world, their Accelerate product, which is a great new digital retailing platform. We provide all that connectivity, so as a consumer is shopping for cars, they can also get information about their F&I products, so that when they do transact, they can go into the dealership more informed and with greater transparency.
The voice you're hearing, that's our special guest for this episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast. He's Brian Reed, the Chief Executive Officer and co-founder of F&I Express, which is now part of the Cox Automotive portfolio of companies. And Brian, in light of the developments, what strategy can you share about how dealers and other service providers will be impacted by this transaction, and now that F&I Express is officially part of the Cox Automotive family of companies? What message would you like to convey?
The message is that as the automotive world is moving towards digital retailing, where at some point in time, a actual car deal can be done completely online, you can't do that with access to the F&I providers. And that's to get the rates, the products, and ultimately the contracts. And we are providing the service for all the different Cox Automotive portfolio companies, as well as outside of Cox to other people in the industry. So we see ourselves as a key component of enabling digital retailing across the automotive industry. And besides working with Cox, we work with a lot of the other digital retailers to provide them access to all these F&I products electronically, so that they can incorporate the F&I products into their consumer experience as consumers are shopping for cars.
That's Brian Reed, Chief Executive Officer and co-founder of F&I Express. Brian, thank you so much for being a part of this episode. And again, congratulations on the announcement with Cox Automotive.
Thank you very much, Nick. Glad to participate.
And if you haven't already, please be sure to subscribe via iTunes or the Google Play Store to make sure you catch each and every episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast. From my colleague Joe Overby and our executive producer Matt Rice, I'm Nick Zulovich. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to having you next time on the Auto Remarketing Podcast.